Opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on a finally Friday. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps. Big deals, save money right now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry, plus Mel's Starlight Drive-In. We'll be talking to Elaine in a few minutes here. Our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, always made possible by Ellis Jewelers, the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Blackhawk Winery, Probite Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS in Michigan Town, Genda Funeral Home, Albuquerque's in Flora, and Minute Print It. Wow, that's a lot of sponsors. Good job, guys. Yay! Bill Gant and Melissa Miller are joining me here. Hi, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, all right. How you doing?
Good, man. How was the Clinton County Family YMCA this morning?
Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
People that are working
out. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And...
yeah, Ken said it looked like I just rolled out of bed. I've been awake for like 2 hours. Become very grown up. So maybe
a few of us may have caught you dancing there, Bill. You were dancing a little prior.
Sorry, that's good.
I was
George Jones puts me in that line dancing
move. That's right. Yeah, right. You had the moves down. You had the footsteps. Yes.
It's all rhythm, man.
It is all rhythm. Well, I've got Bill and Melissa here in the studio with me here on the finally Friday. Melissa's going to take it. Was she taking a nap or what?
You're on camera too.
Just I know. That's the reason why I walked away from the mic there for a minute.
She's just rolling her eyes a bit.
Yeah. Well, we've got a full boat this morning, and at 9 o'clock, we're going to have Clinton County Commissioner's President Jordan Brewer coming right here in the studio with us now that we're past COVID. We're trying to get more
people in here.
Coming back here, yeah.
Super.
At least we think we're past COVID unless Dr. Tharp calls every other Tuesday. And we still use him. We still use him for good information.
Yeah, he does have a lot of information, so it's great.
Yes, and I get scared of the monkeypox, too. Because I'm one of the 12 people who still believe the news media in America. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
No, I'm not too worried.
No, I don't. No, you don't. No. Quit lying to the people.
We did talk a little monkeypox last time he called.
Yeah, I think it's going to turn out to be a little more serious than what people think. It's not that it's deadly. It's just super easy to catch.
Mm-hmm. It's a little strange.
So it spreads easy. So even easier than what chickenpox. You know,
yeah,
so it's not stuff, so. Completely deadly, but it just spreads pretty fast.
Yeah,
is the idea. So yeah, it's like chlamydia.
I mean,
that's right.
Forget about it.
Oh, dude,
it's finally Friday, Melissa.
I know.
She made the mistake of coming in this morning.
I had a few thoughts go through my head that I cannot say on the radio. So there, you know.
And thank you for that.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, let's start with the Skywatch weather forecast. It was 1 week ago. We were all waiting. And getting ready for the hot dog festival.
Uh-huh.
And here we are, and we're getting ready for the Colfax Old Hickory Days. Everything kicks off like this afternoon about 4 o'clock, so you could get out of work early maybe and head out that way. There is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon, otherwise partly sunny and a high up to 84. Tonight, cloudy, low down to 69. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with... just a 20% chance of rain, and that's mainly after 2 p.m. The clouds will turn into partly sunny skies and make way for a pretty nice day, I think. The daytime high tomorrow will be 86, so it could be a little warm. Tomorrow night, no rain, clear, low 70 for the Colfax Lions Club truck and tractor pull. And then Sunday, there's a chance of showers, mostly sunny, high up to 89. And looking ahead to early next week, sunny, high at 84, 50-50 chance of rain Monday. And then Tuesday, 50-50 chance again, partly sunny with a high only 78 on Tuesday. It's 71 now at your official weather station, WILO. What was you going to say, Bill?
I didn't know if Melissa had it. Do you know what starts the old hick? What's at 4
yes,
o'clock?
I do.
What is the,
I do.
I was going to say, he's got the updated
I got
schedule.
It right here.
the big kickoff, which is the exciting event there.
Yes. Well, it's down here somewhere in my stack of stuff. I try to keep things in order chronologically, but it doesn't always.
I'm talking about C block and where they go.
Well, of course, the vendors are going to open. The bounce house will open. The kids' games and all of that stuff's all going to open at roughly around 4 o'clock. And then at 5 o'clock, they'll have their the fish fry should kick off about 5 o'clock. I'm assuming, I'm looking at last year's schedule.
Yeah,
so,
that's what this year is.
But I think it's
too,
pretty
yeah.
much about the same.
It is.
You got the band at 5:30, 6
yep.
o'clock, and then the mullets.
The mullet contest will be
between the bands. It'll be during the band break.
Yes. Cornfields and Crossroads from 5:30 till 7, and then they'll do the mullet contest around 7. And the Hometown Haven Band will be on the main stage, and that's around 8 o'clock. And they're supposed to rock the house for 3 full hours till 11 o'clock, so... They want to stay out there late on a Friday. And then, because it's finally Friday for them, too, you know.
For sure.
Tomorrow, things will be kicking off at 7 a.m. with the pancake breakfast at the Colfax Christian Church. 7 to 8 is the registration for the Hickory Hustle 5K. That's too light, Ken. I can't read what that says. I can't read. What's it say?
It says.
What, did he write that in pencil?
John.
Oh, John. Okay. We'll pick up John in a moment. Hickory Hustle at 8 o'clock will kick off the 5K. You can register prior to that between 7 and 8. And then 9 a.m. till 9 p.m., the vendors and the bounce houses and the kids' game. The Show and Shine, 10 to 5, pretty much all day tomorrow. That's where they bring in the semis and show them off and shine them up. Casey, the fire dog, walking around 10 o'clock when we'll have, I don't see us there. They didn't put Wilo and Shine 99 there. They just put Casey, the fire dog, at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm going to put in Cindy Loveless and Kevin Keither at 10 o'clock also.
Not on the bill.
We'll be there for 2 hours.
I'm going to say the bill was out a long time before.
Okay, yeah.
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 Before they were put on the schedule.
That's true.
That's okay.
11 a.m. tomorrow morning is the always... fun Clinton County canine unit demonstration. And then the cornhole tournament just at noon, as Cindy and I are wrapping up our broadcast. Parade registration at 1, parade at 2, and then a whole night of activities leading up to the gates opening at 6 o'clock. But before that's the pizza eating contest at 5:30.
Tasty.
Colfax Pizza King.
Yeah, they're going to have pork burgers and stuff. But if you're not into that, you can hit up the Methodist Church and do a carryout with a chicken noodle dinner.
Yeah,
that's what our family tradition is. We do the chicken noodle dinner,
yeah,
and then
good.
We take it over and plop our chairs and get ready for the tractor pull.
Yeah,
and sit and eat chicken and noodles while we're waiting.
See, this is all American. I love this.
You're right.
You're having a tractor pull. You got a mullet contest. You got a local band playing for 3 hours. You got a pizza eating contest. You got pork burgers, and you just said there's a
chicken.
There isn't
noodles,
a salad in sight.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nothing
Living
healthy
in America.
Nothing healthy this week at
Forget
the Colfax
about it.
Hickory
Man,
Days.
Let's go have some fun.
Which is the way we like it. Nothing
Jeez.
Healthy.
Love it.
So we got the pizza eating contest at 5:30, and that does make way for the Lions Club Park to turn on the lights and gates open it up at 6 o'clock for the truck and tractor pull, and they will start. Pulling for cash at 7 o'clock sharp.
Yeah, and that is a registered pull, so it's a pretty good-sized pull.
A lot of people don't realize that. That's
it,
right.
It is a huge pull.
Yeah,
so.
They keep points just like the NASCAR guys.
They've
you know,
got a
and,
great
you know.
Track over there for it. So.
Mm-hmm.
There's another couple in Indiana, too. Sometimes I see them on ESPN.
Yeah,
you know, it's the
cover. Right. Big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about the pizza eating contest a minute ago, and it made me think what I didn't see the hot dog eating contest this year. But I cracked up laughing when you said, I think yesterday, Bill, and then a couple of days before we were talking about it, that somebody came to the hot dog contest just to basically have supper.
There was a guy on the end 2 years ago that I think his friends like put him in there on
ago.
Purpose or something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like
he just,
and so he was still eating like he was just eating lunch. You know, like
put a bag of chips over here.
Yeah, but I saw on the front page of the paper the other day, leaving the YMCA. Mm-hmm. That the person that won it ate 15 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Ooh. Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that, I mean,
but
yeah.
That's pretty
What's
like,
it, one and a half?
That's
nothing
low.
Compared to Joey Chestnut, if you look at it like that.
That's okay.
You know, so
I
it's
mean,
not like a ton.
That's like one and a half a minute. I can almost do that.
I like a hot dog, but 15 of them?
Uh-uh. No, not in 10 minutes either.
No.
Now, if you've seen Joey Chestnut, if you watch his videos, he like dips it in water and barely chews
it. Yeah, you're swallowing the bun. Yeah. And you're swallowing. Yeah. I don't know. I don't. I'd like to think that maybe I could beat that, but I don't know. Maybe around Christmas we could do that here and do that for charity. Like,
yeah.
$100 a hot dog. If you throw up, though.
Doesn't count. Or you it doubles if you
Casper
throw up.
Casper Media pays $100 per hot dog, but if you are a person that throws up, then the participant has to pay the money. So if it was me, I eat 10 hot dogs, I throw up.
Brings some cash.
I have to pay.
It's got to be something besides hot dogs.
It would have
to be something besides hot dogs.
Oh, we can have something different, guys.
Hot dogs? No. We got it. It's Christmas.
We need to do something.
Yeah,
we'll get a special delivery.
What's the Yule log?
Christmas
we'll do
cookies.
One of those.
Let's do Christmas
the Yule
cookies.
Log. Christmas cookies.
Let's do Christmas cookies.
Do you guys get drink delivered on Friday now?
Uh-huh.
Let's do candy canes or something.
That's my girl. She's taking care of me.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, make sure you keep that off camera so Russ Casper doesn't see it there. No, just kidding.
Cheers,
just kidding.
Russ.
Hey,
Melissa's gone.
Good morning to John. How you doing, man?
How you doing, man?
Hey, all right.
Sound like I know where I'm going this weekend.
Yeah, you're going to Colfax, aren't you?
Yeah, because she just told me there's chicken dumplings.
Oh,
yeah. You got to check that out. Now, it's carry out only, John, so you can't eat at the church, but you can take it over to the park or take your camp chair with you and cop a squat over at the park and eat.
4 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. I know where I'm going.
Oh, it's good. Believe me. You know, church ladies, they can cook.
That's right.
That's right. But I'll have one question for them. I'm 58 years old, and I'm going to ask them if they got cornbread or they got cake.
I don't know. That's a great question.
You know the difference between cornbread and cake?
Yep. I know what you're talking about. Well,
I don't.
Go ahead and tell me.
Have you ever heard Jiffy cornbread? Jiffy box cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
It's got sugar in it. Mm-hmm. The ladies out at Colfax probably don't add sugar to it, and that's real cornbread.
That's right.
That's the real deal.
That's right.
Made from scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah. These young kids got this cornbread going on in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're right. That's exactly it.
Yep. And that's gross.
And real cornbread is actually made with buttermilk.
Yep.
Ooh.
That's what I'm making your house.
Buttermilk tastes nasty on its own, but if you use it in recipes, it's really good.
Bad memories of buttermilk.
Did you have to drink it?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Oh.
Hey, I'll tell you. You go out, you catch fish.
I bet he don't like goat milk either.
I don't know that. I tried goat milk once. I
think Kevin would love goat milk. You got some?
I don't think I liked it, but I tried it once.
Okay, John, I got a question for you. If you like goat milk, how similar to it to you is it to skim milk from cows?
It's no difference to me because I drink both all the time.
Exactly. That's the reason why goat milk's so healthy, because it's got less fat in it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
And it tastes very similar to regular.
Yeah,
okay.
All of us kids were allergic to animal fat.
Mm-hmm.
And cow's milk is high in animal fat. It's actually the highest.
Okay. Yeah.
And so my brothers, they were worse. By the time I came around, they had baby formula.
Mm-hmm.
But my two older brothers, they were raised on goat's milk. So was my mom.
Wow.
Because of the allergies.
Okay.
So,
whoa.
Yeah.
I was raised on goat milk.
Get that thing out of here. It's like Little House on the Prairie.
That sounds
here.
More like a lamb. Nice. But that's okay. That's okay. They're very similar.
Let me chew this can.
Yeah, that would be about right. So.
John, I know you had a reason for calling.
Oh, I do. So you guys drive very much around town?
Yes. Yes, we do.
I have a little Mazda. And you know where they made that two-way street over there? It's been one-way for 60-some years.
Yes.
Have you guys got any... I got jokes today. Anybody want to take a donation for the house over there, right there in the middle of the street? Because there's a great big basement all the way through there.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the young kids call it a chuck hole, but we us old people call it the basement. You can put a house over it.
That's enormous.
Oh, it's a pothole. Okay, wait a minute. I was a little late here. Sorry. Okay.
That was pretty good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's a good one, John.
Especially in a Mazda, right, John?
I'm sorry?
I said especially in a Mazda, right, John? It's like the Lincoln Tunnel.
You're telling me.
You could lose your Mazda in that thing, man.
Yeah, I know. That's why I asked if we could take a donation to the house over that basement. There.
Just put a bunch of Jiffy corn mix in it.
It probably goes better.
If it gets hot enough, it'll bake.
I'll pull my double wide up in there. We'll be good.
I'm telling you, you could do that.
John, I'm going to let you go. We're going to get to another phone call this morning. You have a good weekend.
All right, you all do too, and I'll get out to Kopak and have me some good cornbread.
All right. I'll be looking for you in line, all right?
All righty.
Have a good weekend, John. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. Okay, so that's how it goes, that everything opens up 4 o'clock this afternoon at Colfax Old Hickory Days. And again, Cindy Lovelace and myself, 10 to noon tomorrow morning, around the firehouse. And the theme this year is the Wild, Wild Midwest. Also want to say good morning and best wishes and get well soon to Sue Swackhammer, a good friend of mine. She's feeling a little under the weather. And normally she goes out to Colfax and helps up with the Historical Society. Yeah, she's not sure if she's going to be able to make it this year, but we'll all be thinking of her.
Yeah, get better, Sue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we'll eat some chicken and noodles for you. Okay,
Sue,
we'll take care of you. She's big with the Historical Society out there with Amanda Boxett, too.
Okay.
So we're going to move it over now to Mechanicsburg and Elaine for Mel's Starlight Drive-In. Elaine, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are things going? Are you guys ready to go for your first Friday-Saturday weekend here? We're not doing Sunday anymore, right?
Right. We're just doing Friday and Saturday. And, yep, we're all ready to welcome everybody out this weekend.
I was going to say, refresh our memory, what movies you got playing this weekend here, Elaine?
We have the DC League of Super Pets, rated PG, and that has the voices of Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, and Kevin Hart. And then we also are running 1978 Superman, starring Christopher Reeves, also rated PG.
Now, Superman is a classic, and we were talking about that the other day. And yeah, Bill, Superman, man, the original Superman.
I like it when theaters like this show old films. That's fantastic.
Yeah, do the retros. Yeah,
yeah. Well, the first one. All right.
Yeah, they've been trying to do that at least three or four times, I think, this year, haven't you, Elaine? Where you try to have something new, but then you bring out a classic and show it afterwards.
Yeah. We have done that this year a few times, there's just some limited product right now in Hollywood.
Yeah. Right.
So when you're doing a double feature, we have to kind of go back and get some old stuff too, and that's kind of a look for the future of this rest of the season as well.
Yeah,
but it's kind of cool to me, because especially with the Superman that you picked, you know, for this time around, going with the DC Pets, that's going to, you got the DC Pets, which is going to bring the family out. The kids are going to love that one, but then it's also going to introduce them to a cult classic for that fact.
Yeah,
with the original Superman with Christopher Reeves. So
well done, but yeah, well done.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be neat. I like the, what was it, they had Spaceballs one time. They played that this year, I think.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they showed that after something. And you guys, Elaine, you get the cream of the crop, don't you? You get the first choice on the picks and the latest as they come out.
Yes. We have pretty much been able to play the picture that's at least number one or two. Each week.
So for those who don't know, you guys also grill out when the weather allows you to, which looking pretty good this weekend. And so you'll have fresh burgers, and do you occasionally do hot dogs and brats and branch out a little bit, or is it mainly hamburgers and hot dogs?
We do have hot dogs and brats. We use a griller on the inside for those.
Mm-hmm.
So mostly it's just the burgers that are grilled on the outside grill.
Okay, yeah. Well, the smell of the grill helps sell the hamburgers, I'm sure. You were telling us last time we talked to you that you also have quite a selection of ice creams and novelty ice cream.
Yes, yeah. Yes, we do hand-dipped ice cream sundaes.
Uh-huh.
And then we also have a brownie a la mode that we
That sounds great.
That sounds really good. And I know you said you do floats, too, so...
Yes.
Yeah. You get hand dipped.
So if there's Sundays, is there a milk out there as well? Milkshakes?
No, we don't do shakes.
Oh, okay.
But
hand dipped Sunday.
Sure. I was just thinking something to wash down my Sunday with, maybe goat's milk. I'll bring it myself. I had a quick question, kind of away from that, but just as a theater owner, a drive-in theater owner, do you talk with other drive-in theater owners? Are you kind of like a close-knit group? Do you work with each other once in a while? Is there a national association you belong to or that kind of thing?
Yes, we do have a national association, there's conventions a couple times a year. The annual convention is down in Florida, we do try to stick together as a group. There's under 400 now nationwide that are left.
Wow.
So.
Well, you're an
elite group.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you part of like the board or something with the association?
No, okay. I haven't sat on the board.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But yes, I was, we do, like I said, yes.
You remember
there is an
that?
Association
yeah.
and
Well, you got to stick together because you got, it's kind of like we have radio conferences too, and we get together and exchange ideas and, you know, lobby Congress or whatever we need to, whatever.
I just think it would be a fun, interesting group of people probably that are owners of drive-in theaters.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting
They're an interesting crew. They would have to be, to
Elaine, be you said there's under 400 now left in the country. How many are left in the state of Indiana?
I believe that we still have one of the highest numbers for states, and I think we're still around 15.
Wow.
Okay. How you like
that's
that?
A lot more than I figured.
That is more than I thought, too, yeah.
But, yes,
okay.
Indiana is one of the top three or four states for a number of drive-ins.
Wow.
Very good.
That's cool. That really is cool.
Well, Elaine, we appreciate your time, as always, and go out there and have a great weekend, and we'll try to send all the people your way we can.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Elaine at Mel's Starlight Drive-In. Last week, she told us how Mel's Starlight Drive-In got its name, and I'm trying to remember it was Mel's was an acronym for Mechanicsburg Evening Light Starlight Show,
something like that.
Yeah,
I think it was like
yeah. Fabulous.
I think it used to be called Starlight Theater or something
yes,
like that.
Yes.
And then they just kind of added to it.
Yeah. And then when they bought it, Elaine bought it around 2003, I think. And then, I always wondered why
the name.
Mel. Yeah. Well,
nice
they put them
work.
Both in there. They put them both in there.
I would really be curious to know where the other theaters are at. I mean, we're very lucky that we've had the one at Mechanicsburg. And then, of course, Monticello. As far as I know, the one at Monticello is still there.
I think they still have one.
I grew up literally a quarter of a mile from one until the tornado took it out in 74.
Out there off 28?
On 28 and 29. Yeah, it was on the corner. Yeah, the tornado took it out in 74.
Russ Casper showed me where that used to be.
I actually watched the funnel cloud go right through the screen.
Wow.
So,
I don't want to be that guy, but I do know that I heard that like back in the 70s that not only were there drive-ins, but there were adult drive-in theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Which I always wondered, like, but if you that spacing, like, what about the houses that are,
is they put the fencing up.
You got fencing, and then also the one there at 28 and 29 had trees.
Okay.
So did they show adult movies out
there? They did it that one, didn't they?
Yeah.
Right outside of town, man.
Was it like?
Could you imagine?
Was it only that, or was it?
No,
like,
they showed everything. So but you certain nights. I mean, there were certain nights. You know, maybe once a month or whatever. It was adult only.
So and you so, wow. So you and, get like but it, but, Snow but White, they and what then they didn't
realize, yes.
Yeah, what they didn't realize was the fact that even though they did have all this growth around, you know, the backside of that the screen was actually facing, and supposedly houses could not see. Well, you could see a lot from the roof.
That's what I'm saying. I would trade the internet tonight for that stuff.
I used to have mad lip syncing. Or lip reading skills.
Oh, you could read it. Nice.
That's how close I lived to it. Yeah, we could see the screen.
She could read the. I think most of you are saying, oh. It's very easy, Melissa.
There were a few things that my brothers did teach me, and that was how to get up on the roof. Sit on the roof and watch movies. So,
wow. And watch the movies.
Especially when mom and dad were gone to the country club or whatever. So, yeah.
Well, you guys probably weren't. You guys are on a farm. That's boring to you.
True.
No. Yeah.
You grew up with it.
Not then. I wasn't on a farm. Okay. They don't do that on the farm. Yeah, there's some mad animated movies out there too.
Oh my goodness!
I bet there is. Yeah,
I missed the 70s.
Okay, it's time to go. It's time for a break.
Took an awkward turn really quick.
You're welcome.
Speaking of awkward turns, Bill will be back with us next week.
No, he won't.
All right, we'll go ahead and take a commercial break. We'll come right back. We'll get serious and talk Clinton County Commissioners President Jordan Brewer coming up next on Wylo's Party Line.